Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Okay, so the show tonight on Seifim Yudalef and Yudbet, it's how the sugya and the, I would say half, at least half of the show going to be basically going through the sources and explaining them just to make sure that we're on the same page. And maybe we'll have more time. We'll spend a couple of specific things, like more in depth, but let's start with the basics. So the Mishnah in Shabbat, in Daf Mem Alef, Amud Alef, tells us, "Amecham shepinau, lo yiten letocho tzonen bishvil sheichamu, aval notenu letocho o letoch hakos kedei lafshiran." And we have a machloket Amoraim, what exactly the Mishnah means. Amar Avada bar Matna achika amar, amecham shepina mimenu maim chamim, meaning you take the kli rishon out of the fire and you pour all the water out. So hamecham shepinahu, the pinahu refers to the water. You clean the mecham from the water. Lo yiten letocho maim muatim kedei sheichamu. You're not allowed to put a little bit of water because it's going to heat them up and be mevashel. אבל נותן לתוכו מים מרובים כדי להפשירם. He allowed to put a lot of water in order to make them like just warm, not posher. And then the problem of מצרף, we'll put on the side now. The second opinion, אמר רבאיה, אחי כאמר, המחם שפינהו, the second opinion is the מחם שפינהו, the פינהו refers to the מחם, but there is still water inside, ויש בו מים חמים, לא ייתן לתוכו מים מועטים בשביל שיחומו. You're not allowed to put a little bit of water because it's going to cause bishul. אבל נותן לתוכו מים מרובים כדי להפשירן. You're allowed to put a lot of water into this hot boiling water because it's not going to cause bishul, it's just going to cause hefshir. Let's keep that מחלוקת in mind, if pina who is pina mimeno or pina oto. Now, after that, in the Gemara in Daf Membet Amud Alef, we have the Braita, Tanu Rabanan, נותן אדם חמין לתוך הצונן. Hot water into cold water, ולא הצונן לתוך חמין. דברי בית שמאי, בית הלל אומרים, בין חמין לתוך צונן, בין צונן לתוך החמין מותר. You're allowed to mix water, it doesn't matter if you pour the hot into the cold, or cold into the hot, it's fine. ומה דברים אמורים? בכוס. That is true only for כוס, and the normal explanation for כוס is קלישני. אבל באמבטי חמין לתוך הצונן. If it's אמבטי, and that's going to be the shiur, basically half of the shiur, what is אמבטי here? What's the differences? אבל אמבטי, if it's a big vessel that used for a bath, you're allowed to do only חמין לתוך צונן, ולא צונן לתוך החמין. Only to pour the water from it to a cold water, but you're not allowed to pour cold water into the אמבטי. ורבי שמעון בן מנסיה אוסר, and that's another discussion what exactly he means, and the Gemara discuss. אמר רב נחמן הלכה כרבי שמעון בן מנסיה, and the Gemara debate what is רבי שמעון בן מנסיה discuss. He did discuss on the Seifa, he refers to the Seifa or to the Reisha of the Mishnah, and the Gemara says that refers to the Reisha, and the Rishonim debates if it stays Lemaskana or not, if it's only for the Hava Amina that... we have another debate here after that. I didn't bold it, but it's at the end of the sentence. It's not on the board. Savar Rav Yosef lememar sefel uke ambati. We have the opinion of Rav Yosef that wanted to say that sefel is like a medium-sized pot between kos and ambati. And Rav Yosef was thinking to compare it to ambati, to give all the dinim for isur. Amar le'abayet, ani rabichi sefel eno ke ambati. Lemaise, we hold it sefel and no kambati. Now, when we start to think about this sugya, so the first thing that we see is Rashi and Tosfot, of course, and the reason for the isu or the heter by ambati. When we say that you're not allowed to pour tzonen letochamin, so Rashi says shatachtonin martichin et ha'elyonim detata'a gavar. Rashi is using a phrase or a din that we have in the Gemara, Tata Gavar. And he explained with that also the beginning, that Chamin Letoch Tzonen is also Mutar because the Tzonen is the bottom, and the bottom is the stronger. So Tata Gavar. Rashi used with going with the approach of Tata Gavar. That's the reason for Rashi to explain the din of Ambati. Tosfot doesn't like that approach. Tosfot says a couple of Tosfotim. So let's go through all of them, or at least the important parts. Tosfot noten adam chamin letoch tzonen. When Tosfot explained the beginning of the Braita, he said that the beginning of the Braita can be true even Bekli Rishon, because you pour in what you have in Kli Rishon to a Tzonen in a different Kli, so that can be true even for Kli Rishon. The Chamin letoch Tzonen eno mevashel, kmo she'afaresh. Velo Tzonen letoch Chamin, but you're not allowed to pour cold into a hut, even Bekli Sheni. Now we explain Bet Shammai. The Gazri Bet Shammai Kli Sheni atu Kli Rishon. That's the opinion of Bet Shammai in the beginning of the Braita. Bet Hillel Pigi Deshar Tzonen letoch Chamin, and Udavka Bekli Sheni. And when Bet Hillel are matir, to pour cold water into a hut, it's only by Kli Sheni, like they said, Bamed Varem Amurim Bekos. So it's for sure only by Kli Sheni. So, and why is it true? Unlike Rashi, Velo Mishum De Savra Hach Braita De Tata Agavar. We're not holding like Rashi. What Rashi said just causes problems. Why? Why is it not true what Rashi said De Tata Agavar? Dim Ken Ikshem Ach Leman Da'amar Ila Agavar. If it's true that the pshat in the Braita has to be that we go by what's in the bottom, that's what defined what's going to happen. So the Gemara in Psachim that we have a machloket, if Tata Gavar or Ila Gavar between Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara could have just bring this Braita to prove that Tata Gavar is correct. Well, man da'amar Tata Gavar Nami, and even according to the opinion that says Tata Gavar, it's not good enough. Because we hold, and Tosfot says that in Amud Bet, when we Tosfot discuss Irui, we hold that even if you hold Tata Gavar, there is like Kde Klipa, at the time that between the Ademeker Lebala, until the time that it gets colder, there is a, when the hot water, at the moment that they touch each other, at least there is a second of Kde Klipa, that has the ability to cook a little bit, the peel of the surface. So Tosfot says something, and it's not 100% clear what Tosfot says, and Bezrat Hashem we're going to see soon, if we have time, we're going to the Machzit HaShekel and the Rashba, but it seems like Tosfot says our sugya has nothing to do with Tata Gavar. Why? Ela nireh kmo sheomer Rabbeinu Tam, dechamin letoch tzonen, mashma shehatzonenim shel mata merubim, שדרך ליתן המועט מרובה, ולכן אין מבשלין החמים המועטים כלל לפי שמתערבים. So if you read that Tosfot, I don't know what each one of you thought when you read the Tosfot, but Tosfot is trying to say, take away Tata Gavar out of here, and our suga has nothing to do with Tata Gavar. Why? Because the Lashon of the Braita, Mashma, that we're always discussing, that you pour the little into the big, into the a lot. So when you have tzonen, letoch tzonen means that tzonen are merubeh, so we go by the tzonen. We're not looking at the tata gavar or gila gavar, we go by majority. Is that the only thing that Tosfot is saying? That's the reason that we're not talking about tata gavar? Or Tosfot want to say more in-depth idea why, what's the difference between tata gavar and not tata gavar? Keep that in mind. But one thing is clear in Tosfot so far, that our sugya has nothing to do with din tata gavar. Our sugya, according to Tosfot, discuss only when you pour letoch something else. The something else is always the bigger, and then we will go by the bottom all the time because the bottom one is the bigger one. So, and how exactly does it work with Tata Gavar? Maybe we're going to discuss more soon. Now, Tosfot discuss Ambati, that's the second Tosfot, Aval Ambati. Tosfot says, Nir'e dehai Ambati ayrik yagon shu kli sheni. This Ambati has to be Kli Sheni. And then Tosfot have a problem because a Gemara before that, in Daf Mem Amud Bet, the Gemara tells us a story that a Talmid came with Rebbe to the Ambati and he wanted to put like a bottle of olive oil in the Ambati, and he said, Tol be Kli Sheni v'ten. take from the water of the Ambati, put in Kli Sheni and ten. So the Ambati was Kli Rishon. So Tosfot said, I'm going to go to that corner. I will be dochek that this Ambati is not the Ambati that we're discussing there, because it has to be that our Ambati should be Kli Sheni. V'haisef agoha Kli Sheni, because... And Sefel also needs to be Kli Sheni, because otherwise, why would it be not like Ambati? If it was be Kli Rishon, it should be Chomer. And if it's Ambati Kli Rishon, you could have just mentioned Mecham, and Tosfot prove what he says. And now the bold part in Tosfot that I emphasize, the Ata Lifluge B'Kli Sheni Ben Kos She'u L'Shtia לאמבתי, לפי שחמין הרבה, ואיקה למגזר, דהרואה אותן חמין כל כך, סבור דקלי ראשון. So Tosfot tells us the way that they understand אמבתי. According to Tosfot, אמבתי is basically כלי שני, and the חידוש of the ברייתא to be מחלק between two kinds of כלי שני. There is a normal כלי שני that we're not גויזר, כלי שני לא מבשל, but אמבתי is so hot, and it looked like, from people who stand from the outside, it looked for them like it's כלי ראשון, and Chazal made a specific zera that you should not do whatever you want with the ambati, only chamin letoch tzonen, and not tzonen letoch chamin. And again, we discuss in merube, the chamin in the ambati are merube. That's this Tosfot. And then Tosfot also said that Misavart Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Seifakai, Areshakai, it's only for the Salka Da'atin, but not Lemaskana. That's another thing that's good to have in your pocket, but we're not going to discuss that too much. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam is a little bit difficult, I would say. You see the Rambam in Perek of Bet, Halachot Hey and Vav. You have it in page number 2. The Rambam have 2 Halachot, and he basically cut some pieces from the sugya and doesn't mention them, and it's interesting to understand. We're going to see it, but Yosef, Bach, Taz, everyone struggle. The Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, Ambati shel merchatz, shi'im ela ma'im chamim, en lotnim la ma'im tzonen, she'arem mechameman arbe. So the Rambam doesn't tell us the secret. What is the Ambati? Is it Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni? Just keep it for our imagination. And Halacha Vav, Mecham Shepina Mimeno Maim, Pina Mimeno, what is Pina Mimeno? You take away the water out of the Mecham. So it's like Rav Ada. What about Abaye? It seems like the Sugya that Abaye stayed Lemaskana, so why would he quote Rav Ada? Shepina Mimeno Maim Chami, Mutar Liten Letocho Maim Tzonen, Kedelav Shiram. You're allowed to put a lot of water in order to be mafshir. מותר ליצוק מים חמים לתוך מים צונן או צונן לתוך חמים, והוא שלא יהיו בכלי ראשון, מפני שהוא מחממן הרבה. All the heter of חמים לתוך צונן and צונן לתוך חמים, it's only בכלי שני. So what about כלי ראשון? Nothing? Even חמים לתוך צונן? So these are the questions that we have to deal with when we read the Rambam. We're going to see soon. The Ran on the Rif have his own Chidushim. Hopefully you saw it. I'm just going to mention in a couple of seconds the points. So he brings in the beginning the Chidush of Rashi, that the Sugya goes by the Din of Tata Gavar. And he starts to quote the Rashba. The Rashba is going to be our light... of the sugya, but he gives us like pieces of the Rashba. He doesn't give us all the Rashba. When you read the explanation of the Ran, it's basically quoting the Rashba. Elachi perusho. Do you see in the Ran elachi perusho? Noten adam chamin letoch atzonen lefi shem mitkarerin beeruyan umitarvin mamash betoch atzonen ve'en koach ba'en levashel afilu bebain mikli rishon. דאפילו תמצא לומר דאירוי ככלי ראשון, דאירוי כלי ראשון ככלי ראשון, הנמילה במערה על גבי תבלין וכיוצא בהן, שאין החמין מתערבין בתוכן, אלא מקין עליהן בכילוכן ומבשלים. אבל מים במים שאין מתערבין ממש, אין כוח לקילוח לבשל המים התחתונים. So he gives us a new understanding, and it might be the Tosfot meant to that also, but he's trying to tell us the Chiddush here, that Igui from water into another water, it's not the same like Igui on Davar Gush, or when two Gushim find each other. When you have Igui, water into water, there is no hit, there is no place of reaction to create like klipa. Liquid into liquid doesn't have the rules of Igui mevashel kde klipa. Even if you hold by dina Igui, that Igui de kli gishon ki kli gishon, even the machmir shita by Igui is going to be moide, that liquid into liquid doesn't have that approach. So, not pashut for the people who hold that kli klipa. Even the rishonim who hold that it's kli kli rishon, they're going to be moide that irui, water into water, doesn't have that ability. And the reason is because they're mixing immediately. There is no moment of hitting each other. It's just like mixing immediately, so there is no dina irui. So if it was only that, so we could have said that in Tosfot also. But the Ran doesn't stop here. When the Ran explains Ambati, he doesn't explain it like Tosfot. He says, Aval Ambati shehu kli rishon. So the Ran explained different than Tosfot. He says, Ambati, the Gemara talks about, is kli rishon. And the reason for the Isu, and he explained, דאפל גאו דבמחם תני במתניתין שנות לכדי להפשירן, אני מלמחם שאינו חם ביותר, אבל באמבטי מתוך שמקפידין על הרבה על חומו, אסור אפילו אפשר. So the חידוש, according to the Ran, is that although by מחם, we just read in דף ממלף עמוד ב, that you allowed to pour into מחם, מחם is כלי ראשון, you allowed, according to Abaya, let's say, a little bit of water is not good, but if you put a lot of water into the little bit of water, hefsher is fine. This is true only for kli rishon that made for drinking. But ambati, that it's a kli rishon that made for bathing, even if you want to put like a couple of gallons in one shot, it's asur, it's a gezeira. Although it's not going to cause a real bishul, midoraita, but it's like a srubo, it sounds like lashon derabanan. That's the chidush. That's the chidush of the sugya according to the Ran. And the Ran conclude, ומקצתו מחידושי הרשב"א ולא כדבריו. We're going to see why it's not like the Rashba. But the beginning of the Ran is like the Rashba, the chidush by Irui. Why Irui here is not, there is no dinim of Irui, it's like the Rashba. This, the din of Kli Rishon, the Ambati Kli Rishon, that's not like the Rashba. Lemaise, he brings the Rif. And says the klishani anyway it's mutter since he explained that ambati is kli rishon, so the klishani bikulu gav neshare. Okay, so now when we read the two after, it's page number 3, the two have something very difficult that everyone struggle to explain. I'm not going to spend too much time. I'm just going to mention it briefly because it's part of the limud and we need to pay attention to that. The two have one line that it's the opposite of all the poskim. The two writes aval sefel. You see in the page, in page number 3 in the middle of the two, sefel sheyesh bo mayim chamin lirchitza afilu kli sheni asur liten ba'en tzonenim. Sefel. Sefel is the medium-sized vessel that we just mentioned. In the Gemara, Lemaskana, Sefel enoke ambati, so it's like kos. So it should be mutar, ben tzunen letoch amin, ben chamin letoch tzunen. But the Tur says the opposite. He says like the Av Amina. The Av Amina of the Gemara, that Sefel areoke ambati, and it's oster. So that's what he paskin la'alacha. It's very weird. So the Bet Yosef is trying to explain. He have two ways to try to be Miyashev. And although it's not so important how is the two, Lemaise, because the two, we're not going to hold like the two, but just like a couple of interesting things that we can be learning from this Bet Yosef or argument between the Achronim. So the first explanation of the Bet Yosef, it's on the bottom of the page in the Bet Yosef. ועל פי פירוש זה יש ליישב דברי רבנו, ואפשר שהוא מפרש דאמבטי הוא עשוי לרחיצה, הוא מפרש שהוא כלי שני כדברי התוספות. Let's assume that the tour explain כלי שני like the תוספות, but not like the תוספות exactly. תוספות says כלי שני משום גזרה, right? משום הרועים. It's only the רבנן, right? I would explain in the Rambam, says the Bet Yosef, that כלי שני is so hot that because it's for bathing, it's a chashash deoraita. And who is that reminding us? The opinion that we just learned in the previous shiurim, the Chaye Adam, that says that kli sheni, if it's yad nichvet, it's mamash the same svara. You see that the Bet Yosef already have that svara in the Rambam, that he says maybe the Rambam understood that it's kli sheni, but when it's so big and it has so much water, it might be even bishul midoraita. So, and since that's the way that the Tur explained the Gemara, he was choshesh that since we don't know what kelim are the sefel, so he just said, be careful, don't use sefel because we don't know what is sefel, so don't use sefel because it's chashash deoraita. But if he explained like Tosfo that it's just chashash derabanan, he's not going to be goizer because of sofet. That's why he needed to make it like a deoraita chashash. Lemaise, he have another explanation. And that's another machloket achronim that you see, like, it's funny to see that in the Bet Yosef that he has the svarot and the achronim seems to. The second explanation of the Bet Yosef in the two is that nireh le-rabenu v'odish lomar in the last two lines of this page v'odish lomar desvira le-rabenu dekivan da'ambati debraita v'kli sheni imken sefel deshari bagmara v'kli shlishi. The second explanation that the sefel according to the two is kli shlishi in the Gemara. And when he mentioned in what he writes, afilu hu kli sheni, so he basically emphasized that what I'm telling you, it's asur besefel, is only if it's kli sheni. But if it's kli shlishi, like the Gemara, then it's mutter. But you see that the Bet Yosef is mechalek, that there is something that's called kli shlishi. Some achroinim, and the Bach on the spot says, I don't know what you're talking about. There is no difference between kli shlishi and kli sheni. So mamash the machloket, you see chazonish, some people say the chazonish says there is no kli shlishi, there is nothing like this. It's mamash the machloket between the Bach and the Bet Yosef. But lemaise, it's not gonna, we're not holding like the two, but the svarot that you see here, we saw the svarot by other achronim with has nothing to do with the tour and has nothing to do with the Bet Yosef and the Bach. Just funny to see the svarot here. Now, the main thing that we need to focus in the Bet Yosef is the pshat in the Rambam. And we have basically three explanations in the Rambam. He brings the Ran with the Chidush with the Irui, not Irui. And now, the opinion of the Rambam. So the Rav HaMagid, according to the Bet Yosef, didn't do a good job explaining the Rambam. He said, because לפי שהרב מגיד לא בירם יפה, אמרתי לבערם. So the Bet Yosef takes time to explain the Rambam. ויש לתמוע, I'm reading ויש לתמוע, it's close to the bottom of number 4. It's, I would say like 15 lines from the bottom, about. ויש לתמוע איך סתם וכתב והוא שלא יהיו בכלי ראשון. And the Rambam said that you allowed to put חמין לתוך צונן והוא שלא יהיו בכלי ראשון. דעה במחם שערי אפילו צונן לתוך חמין והוא שיהיו הצוננים מרובים. What does the Rambam do with the Okimta of Abaye? According to Abaye, you allowed to pour cold water into hot water if the kavana is to be מצנן, to cool it off. Not to cool it off, to מפשיר. So according to, if you read the Rambam literally, it sounds like he doesn't pass in like a bayah. ולפיכך נראה לי, I'm reading the bold part, ולפיכך נראה לי, דה רמב״ם סבר, דה לא נקטינם כאבייה, אלא כי הוקים תקמייתא דרב עדה, דה הוקים מתניתין, דה אחי כאמר, מחם שפינה ממנו מים חמים, לא ייתן לתוכו מים מועטין כדי שיחמו, אבל נותן לתוכו מים מרובים כדי להפשירן. ואף על גב דמצרף, לטלן בה, דמתנית אין מנה, רבי שמעוני. So, the Bet Yosef, the first chidush that he is saying, in the Gemara it sounds like that Abaye argue with Rav Ada, but Rav Ada does not argue with Abaye. The Bet Yosef says, no, Rav Ada argued with Abaye, and according to Rav Ada, what Abaye says is not true. So you're not allowed to put cold water into hot water, even if you have in mind just to cool it off, since when you start pouring, it's going to be mevashel. After that, it's going to get cold, fine, but that's the way that the Bet Yosef understood. And that's what it's meduk also in the Rambam, that when he said mecham shepina mimenu maim chamim, he basically quote Rav Ada, he doesn't quote Abaye. And the Ambati, according to the Bet Yosef, is Kli Rishon. Page number 5, the top line, ואשת לפי דבריו בחיבור, לא נצטרך לומר דהי אמבטיה וכלי שני ולא וקידך אמבטי. Rambam doesn't have the דוחק of Tosfot to make in a חילוק between אמבטי and דף מ' עמוד ב', מ' א' עמוד ב', דף מ' עמוד ב', sorry, to our אמבטי and מ' ב' עמוד א'. And both of the אמבטי are כלי ראשון. דאמבטי ודאי כלי ראשון, ודין כלי ראשון שווה לו, דלא שרינן אלא חמין לתוך צונן. So the Bet Yosef is עושה שלום במרומיו. The two ambatis are kli rishon, and it's always usher to pour cold water into ambati, even if you want to pour a lot of cold water. Kli rishon is always usher, like Rav Ada against Abaye, and the ambati is only kli rishon. But if it's kli sheni, you can do whatever you want. The Bach accept half of it. The Bach says, basically, I agree with you what you said about Rav Ada and Abaye arguing, that according to Rav Ada, it's also to pour a lot of cold water into the Ambati. But I do not agree with you about Ambati, to define Ambati in the Rambam to be Kli Rishon. In the Rambam, it's mashma to the Bach that it's Kli Sheni, and that's how the Rava Magid, according to him, explained. And so Lemaise, he accepts basically half of what the Bet Yosef says. And the Taz argue with both. The Taz, page number 6, he said that Ambati is Klisheni according to the Rambam. And also, it doesn't make sense that Rav Ada argue with Abaye, because it sounds in the Gemara that everyone agree with that after, with Rav and Shmuel. And so we have three explanations in the Rambam. It's interesting to see that the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like the Rambam Lemaise, because if you read the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Aleph, if you don't read the Rema with parentheses, Ambati shel merchatz shi melah ma'im chamim, en otnim la ma'im tzunen, sharem mechamema marbe. It's mamash lashon Rambam. And according to the Bet Yosef, it's yotzel ha'alacha that we hold like Rav Ada, according to his explanation, that you're not allowed to pour even a lot of cold water into Kli Rishon. It's a big chidush even for Kli Rishon l'shtiyah, not only Ambati. The Mishnah Berurah does not explain the Shulchan Aruch like this. He explained basically with what we hold Lemaise, unlike the Bet Yosef. So we have three explanations in the Rambam. One more thing, the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Lamed Daled emphasize that in the Gemara that we mentioned in Daf Mem Amud Bet, it's muchach that even if the ambati full of water that are toladat chama, because we're discussing chamet veria have the definition of toladat chama, and toladat chama should be the rabbanan, and you see that we were machmir even for water that are toladat chama not to put in the kli rishon. So that's another chumrah to keep in mind, that even stuff that was mevushal, that it's kli rishon because of toladat chama, we're still going to be goyzer with pouring cold into hot. Now, the second din in the Magen Avraham, in Simchat Lamed Hei, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it also, Aval notenu, the end of Seif Yudalef, Aval notenu mimayim chamim, shebeze ambati, letoch ambati acher shel tzonen. You're allowed to pour from Kli Rishon to cold water. And the Magen Avraham basically quote the Shita, what Tosfot says in the Ran, that Irui with liquid is not, there is no dine Irui Mevashel Kedek Lipa, because you could have assumed that if you pour hot water from Kli Rishon to a cup that has cold water, it should be also at least Kedek Lipa, because Irui is Kli Rishon, so at least you're going to be Mevashel the water that you touch with. So, but Lemaise we hold like Tosfot, so it seems like it should be Motor to open the urn directly into the tea essence, because it's chamin letoch tzonen. Okay, so that's the thing that we have to make sure, if we hold like Tosfot, that you need tzonenim merubim, and then it needs to be only tzonen merube on the bottom, or tata gavar, according to tata gavar, it could have been even less. We don't hold like Tata Gavar, so it should be like Tosfot HaMerubin. But not everyone, you're going to see the Rashba soon, that it's not so clear that we have the requirement of Merubin. And I'm going to also mention that tea essence is not a good example also, because it's Mevushal already, so you have the Shita of Bishul Achre Bishul Belach. Although it's cold now, but at least tziruf of that shita bedieved. But we're going to discuss a little bit more of that. But at least when you have cold water and you want to pour hot water into the cold water, if it's merubin, for sure it should be mutar, and there's no problem of klipa. The machzit shekel on this Magen Avraham seems to understand in Tosfot that Tosfot needs two svarot in order to be metaretz the question of tata gavar. They need tzonen merube, and they need davar amitarev. They need two reasons to basically destroy the svar of Rashi. They need to have a lot of water on the bottom when you pour, and you need the svar of davar amitarev. And then he's bothered with, you have a couple of questions. I just wanted to mention that if you read in the Rashba itself, you have it in page number 8. I can't read all of it. I would highly recommend to read the Rashba inside. Two chidushim in the Rashba. The first chidush, I'm reading El Anire. Do you see El Anire in the Rashba? It's about one third from the top. El Anire. דקלים אלו בין כוס בין אמבטי וספל, כולם כלי שני הם, וכן פרשו הגאונים זל והרמב״ם. So you see that the Rashba understood like the Bach and the Taz and the Rav HaMagid, unlike the Bet Yosef. It seems like the Bet Yosef didn't see this Rashba or didn't have it or whatever. But in Meforash in the Rashba that he understood in the Rambam that אמבטי is כלי שני. That's one point. Now the second point, ומעט העונה ממש מלא דרך אפילו בנתן מים מרובים ואפילו קדם אלאו של אמבטי ושל ספל כמה די לא והכה הכי פירושה. I'm reading the underline part. והכה הכי פירושה, נותן אדם חמין כלשהו לתוך צונן לפי שהן מתקררים בעירויין ומתערבין ממש בתוך הצונן ואין כוח בהן לבשל ואפילו בבאין מכלי ראשון ואפילו תמציא לומר באלמה דעירוי ככלי ראשון דכלי ראשון ככלי ראשון הנמיל כגון שמער על גבי תבלין וכיוצא בהן שאין החמין מתערבין בתוכן אלא מקין עליהן בכילוכן ומבשלין אבל מים במים הם מתערבים ממש בתוך הצונן ואין בהם כוח לבשל עד רבה, כל שאין נופלין הן מצטננים. So he doesn't mention חמין מרובין and מועטין. The Rashba held that the svara of מתערבין is enough to solve the problem. עירוב, two liquids, it's a different sugya. The sugya in Psachim discuss liquid on top of dry or solid, or solid touches another solid, both of them hot with a little grotev between them. But liquid into liquid, it's a different sugya. It has nothing to do with Bishul Kedek Lipa. ובית הלל מתירין אפילו בצונן לתוך המין, דכלי שנינו מבשל, ואפילו נתן לתוך צוננין מועטין. דהן באין לתוכן לידי בישול, אלא לידי אפשר. And when we need מים מרובים כדי להפשירן, משום מחמו דאמרינן. When you have liquid on the bottom in a כלי ראשון, then you need מים מרובים. And then by Ambati, he had a problem to explain Ambati. So he said at the end of the underline part, אבל באמבטי שעומדים לרחיצת אדם מחממן הרבה, וילקח צונן לתוך המין, אסור לעולם, שאי אפשר לבוא לידי אפשר, אלא לידי בישול. So it's not 100% clear here if he means that like the חיי אדם, that when you have a lot of hot water in Ambati, it's like doesn't have the definition of hefsher, by definition consider bishul even midoraita. ואף על פי שהוא כלי שני בעלמא אינו מבשל, החשן לפי שדרכן לחממן יותר מדי. So the lashon is a little bit vague. But then he said at the end, when sefel is mutar, sefel is the כלי שני, והואיל וכלי שני הוא לעולם מותר שאינו בא לידי אפשר, ואפילו היו המים חמים שהיד סולדת בהם. Even if you're going to pour so much water into the כלי שני that now everything is boiling, so לכאורה it should be אסור, right? At least according to Tosfot, for sure be אסור. אינן מחמת הצונן שיש בו להיות יד סולדת, אלא מחמת הראשונים שלא נצטננו. ורשב"א gives us a tremendous חידוש. He says that liquid into liquid is not going to get the cold one hot. Maybe there is a lot of hot water, so the fact that your hand is hot now is because of the a lot of hot water that didn't cool down yet. But it's not that they heat the cold water, that the cold water become hot. Just that there is the majority of the water is hot now, so you still feel the heat. But it's not that the hot gonna heat the cool, because it's davar mitarev, and they're not. It's a difficult Rashba. I'm not saying it's the Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't really like this Rashba so much, but that's what the Rashba says. The Ritva also, you can take a look. It says the same, almost the same thing. Just to summarize again, in the Rambam we have three opinions. The Bet Yosef hold that Ambati according to the Rambam is Kli Rishon, and Ravada and Abaya Cholkim. According to the Bach, the Ambati is Kli Sheni. He agreed to the Bet Yosef that Ravada and Abaya argues, and according to the Taz, Ambati is Kli Sheni, and we also hold like Abaya Ledina. If anyone needs to go to Maariv, please. I have one more thing very exciting to speak about, is the din ambati shumshukhu hachamin min ha-mayan letocha, v'din kli rishon shelo nifsak ha-kiluach. It's a big chumrah in the achroinim. You're going to see in some sfarim that they say that when you pour, you open the urn and you pour into your cup. The pouring coming and non-stop from the urn. Lo nifsak ha-kiluach. So where do we see that concept? In the Gemara that we just mentioned by Ambati, the story is that Rabbi was telling the Talmid, don't put the bottle of olive oil or oil in the Ambati, put it in Kli Sheni. How could it be that the Ambati is Kli Rishon? You take a bath in Kli Rishon and you're going to burn. What exactly going on here? So Rashi, if you look in Rashi, in Shabbat, in Mem Amud Bet, Rashi says, Tol bekli sheni, shitztanenu me'at, dekli sheni no mevashel, ואחר כך תן הפח לתוך אותו כלי שני, דהך אמבטי שהחמין נמשכין לה מן המעיין, חשיב לה ככלי ראשון שנרתחו בו. So we have the מעיין, we have, חמי טבריה comes from the ground, so it's like a spring or whatever you want to call it, and then you have like a bath next to it, and it's pouring into the bath, all the time. So it's non-stop pouring of very hot water. So Rashi said that the reason we consider the bath Kli Rishon is because the water coming non-stop from the source. That's why the Ambati is considered Kli Rishon. And if this is true, so let's think. Now when I pour from my urn into my cup, so I'm pouring non-stop, so what is the cup now? Is it Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni?
Yeah, but you stop pouring at some point.
Okay, so who said it? So you're saying that the stopping going to...
There it's connected. The sources are connected. The water.
Fine. So that's one approach. We're going to see that soon. But Chumra in the Nev of the Chazon Ish to be considered the first cup to be like the Kli Rishon itself. And that's what he was machmir la'alacha in his house, maybe like a chumrah. It's very hard to believe that he did it lemaise, but that he more lemaise. Maybe he was doing that like a chumrah, because we're going to see soon the Terumat Hadeshen.
Not just the first time.
It's the second cup.
The first cup, we're going to be clear rishon.
Whatever comes directly out of your
urine. That's a clear rishon.
I put a cup, I pour, this is a clear rishon.
According to that.
That also clears.
Right, right.
Also have like a little roof on your cup.
It's like a even after you finish pouring.
Right, right.
Meaning even after
you... Unlike what he said. He said
a chiluk... When you pull the cup away, it's still considered a chiluk.
Right. It's a klirishon she sirum me'alayesh. That's what he... The Shmua. I don't know if he wrote it like himself. Lemaise chumra. What is the source for that, even to paskin like that, lemaise? It seems like to be a Terumat Hadeshen in Siman Kuf Pe'alef, and the remain Yoreda in Tzadik Bet. If you look in the Terumat Hadeshen itself, it's not so clear that that's what he said. He just proved from our Gemara, the case by the Terumat Hadeshen was that he had a pot, and there was a boiling milk in the pot, and the milk spilled out and started pouring into a different place and touched meat. The safek of the Terumat Hadeshen was, since the milk touches cold surface in between the pot to the meat, maybe it doesn't have din of irui, because the walls, basically, the bottom was cold walls, so maybe it's not irui anymore. So he brings the Gemara by us, that you see that when the lo nifsaka kiluach, when there is connection to the heat source, it gives the whatever spills the din of kli rishon, and it's still considered hot. And he says that if yad soledet bo, when it touches the meat, It should be aser. If you look in the depth of the lashon, it doesn't say that it has din kli rishon legamre. It just, if you read it inside, it's mashma that he wants to say that it's going to have din irui kli rishon. It's not going to be mamash kli rishon. He just want to say that it doesn't take away the definition of irui, but he doesn't want to say that it's mamash kli rishon legamre. You can take a look inside, but. Lemaise, some achroinim held like that. Lemaise, it looks like the dirshu bring the prime gadim by us that says that ubishat meshicha v'mayan avel elam batidin kli rishon shusar kipurush rashi. So they think that the prime gadim hold that it's mamash lekli rishon. But if you look in the sifte dat, that's the prime gadim himself on the shach in yoredei atzadik heyutchet, they don't bring that. There he mamash say that we should be machmir to be considered that only like irui, not like mamash kli rishon. So that's one point. In addition to that, even if the Terumat Hadeshen did wanted to say that it's mamash like kli rishon, the isur v'eter aruch, shar la medalet sif kafalef, it's meforash not like the Terumat Hadeshen. He says that when you pour irui, the place that it touch, the irui touches one place, and you have tavlin next to it. So when you pour, the place that it touch is mevashel kedei klipa. When it start going into the tavlin, that's considered kli sheni already. But wait, lo nifsak kiluach. The kiluach is still going. According to the Terumat Hadeshen, it should be at least irui, even maybe even kli rishon. But no. And lemaise the shach hold like isur v'eter aruch. In Siman Tzadikei. So the Chavad Dat basically said that we can rely on this Isur Veter Aroch and the Shach that hold in like Hem Lemaise. But I'm just adding that even the Terumat Hadeshen himself, it's not clear that he wanted to give it the level of Kli Rishon Mamash. Lichora, he just wanted to give it the definition of that it's still considered Irui because there is something that connects it to the heating source. And even if you do say that it's irui, it doesn't mean that when you stop the irui, it's going to give it kli rishon. That's extra chidush. So you see that some achronim already say that, meaning the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Shulchan Shlomo says that only when the heating source is still continuation, what you basically said. But this is if you understand that you want to mamish give it definition of kli rishon. If you just give it the definition of irui, so it's even easier to begin with. You don't even need to. So that's for the chumrah of the Chazon Ish. And it's very important. So if you hear, especially Bezrat Hashem, we're going to learn Yoredea, and we're going to learn the Lo Nifsak HaKiluach. Lo Nifsak HaKiluach is another sugya, but for what matter for us is what we mentioned. There is another svara also to be mechalek between Mavliya or Maflit and Mamash Kli Rishon. Some people say that what the Truma Tedeshen wanted to say is just to be Mavliya and Maflit, but not really Mevashel, like Dinim of Shabbos. So that's another svara. But Lemaise, there is enough room to be made that only at the pouring itself that's considered a Kli Rishon. If it starts like going somewhere else, even if there is still Irui going, it's not considered Irui anymore. It's a Chumrah and a Kula also. For Dinei Agala, it's going to be a Chumrah, because if you say that Irui Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach is Kli Rishon, so you can be Mag'il Kalim that needs to be Agala from Kli Rishon from Irui, because Irui is like Kli Rishon. So it's a Chumrah and Kula. So you can, yeah. So, Tev, that's for today.
Oh.